Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
The coronavirus dominates the papers here at home again this morning. Just a quick look at some of the headlines first today. Cabinet to introduce measures to combat virus threat is the lead in the Irish Times. Thousands of Google staff work from home as colleague is tested is the Independence headline. While virus fears hit Google staff in Dublin is the lead headline in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. In terms of where we're at, cases have now been confirmed in 18 out of the 27 EU states. 28 EU citizens have died. There are about 89,000 confirmed cases of the illness globally, 2,199 of those in Europe, and more than 3,000 deaths reported in China. Here at home today, the government is going to hold a special cabinet committee meeting on the coronavirus threat. The health minister warning the disease may be with us for a considerable period of time. The Taoiseach also to chair the committee, which will effectively assess the impact of COVID-19 and oversee a kind of a cross-government response. The health minister also going to brief cabinet on Ireland's preparedness later today as well. Things now like new measures to combat the spread of the disease are also likely to be announced following this meeting of the National Public Health Emergency Team. That's going to consider fresh advice from the European Centre for Disease Control. And then the emergency team will also bring forward recommendations on trying to limit mass gatherings due to public health concerns over the virus, which may impinge on St Patrick's Day Festival and other upcoming public events. Also likely to recommend the transfer of testing of suspected cases from hospital emergency departments to the community settings. That's all going to happen today. That's the story that's going to dominate. It's what you're going to be hearing more about. We will keep you updated on the outcome of those meetings, and we'll have more coming up on that here on the programme in around 10 minutes time. Just a couple of different angles too to this story. Inside the Irish Independent today, schools cut their losses and cancel tours abroad after student comes home with virus. Increasing number of schools now cancelling tours abroad after the arrival of the first case of coronavirus in Ireland. One leading tour operator telling the Irish Independent that some schools were cutting their losses and abandoning plans for what is often the anticipated excursion in the annual school calendar. If that's happened to you, to your students, to your own kids, you can let us know this morning on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Also inside the Irish Examiner today, they have a story on how it might affect you as a worker, your rights and entitlements. For instance, if you're being told to work at home, if you're being told to work remotely, is there any effect on your workers' rights and your entitlements? And there's more on that story, page 5, a sort of a Q&A today in the Irish Examiner. We want to know, is working from home an option for you though? 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Quick look at the tabloids today. The Herald, the Star and also the Daily Mail all leading with the coronavirus story again. Another story that caught my eye inside the Irish Independent this morning on a different topic. The full extent of families' struggles to buy a home now revealed. This is new home prices have almost doubled in 7 years in Dublin, for instance, and ordinary household buyers have seen their percentage share of purchases eroded by funds. And the proportion of household purchases in Dublin, for instance, reduced by from 95% of all transactions in 2010 to 72% last year. This kind of so-called vulture funds and cuckoo funds have swooped in. In the second-hand market specifically, non-household purchasers now account for almost one in five acquisitions. This is a report published by KBC Bank, and it shows the extent that funds have affected the property market here in recent years, and especially in the Dublin region. And the KBC data also shows the first decline in the first-time buyer purchases of new builds since 2015. For instance, last year, new builds represented a fifth of all purchases in the capital, but 52% were bought by first-time buyers. The share of first-time buyers as a proportion of household buyers overall is down from 60% in 2010 to now 37%. It's hardly surprising. We can't afford to buy new builds. Look, of course, the Help to Buy scheme is out there. It only applies to new builds, which of course, so many of us as first-time buyers, we can't afford to look at, especially in the Dublin region. But you can let us know your view on that story this morning. You can also get us on Twitter today at BreakfastNT. To some of the other stories dominating the papers as well today, two interesting stories and Garda stories in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. More Gardaí promised for understaffed sex crime unit after being unable to take on any new cases last year. The size of the Cork Garda Sex Crime Unit is going to be almost doubled to enable it to investigate more cases. And less than half of sexual offence investigations have been taken on by the county's Divisional Protection the Services Unit there so far this year. To counter this, Garda Management has said that the unit will be beefed up over the coming months with an extra 2 detective sergeants and 9 Gardaí. And Superintendent Michael Cummins said that he wanted to reassure the public that anyone who reports any incident in that area, it will be investigated with the compassion and the direction and also the discretion that it deserves. And there's more on that story relating to the sex crime unit on the front page of the Irish Examiner today. Also, the paper reporting 2 senior Garda positions are being created in the US and Colombia. And it's part of an expansion of an Garda Síochána Conas, their effort to try and fight against organised crime and terror. The positions in Washington and Colombia are the first in the Americas and are being created at superintendent rank, 2 ranks above most of the existing liaison officers. And the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, announcing a year ago that he wanted more Gardaí posted abroad to reflect the threat posed by international fraud, things like cybercrime, organised crime and also terrorism. And Garda HQ has launched the competition for the 2 new posts. They'll be attached to the relevant Irish embassies and liaise with local law enforcement agencies there. More on that story front page of the Irish Examiner also today. Inside the Irish Independent this morning, a few of the other interesting stories inside the papers today. Page 2 of the Independent, a blood test at GPs could check for signs of Alzheimer's. Patients with memory issues could be checked for Alzheimer's disease with a blood test at their doctor's surgery. And this is according to a new study, it's suggested, carried out by researchers in the US, that measuring blood levels of a brain protein called, the TUA181, which collects and entangles in patients with Alzheimer's, and found that it was a 3.5 times higher in people with the disease compared to those without it. This study led by the University of California, San Francisco, said that if approved, the test could be used in primary care centres such as doctor surgeries to try and identify people with Alzheimer's or mild cognitive impairment disorders. And there's more on that story. Page 2 of the Irish Independent today. Also in the Irish Times this morning, a slow uptake for grants to replace lead pipes is the headline. Only 105 households have made use of the state grants to replace potentially harmful lead pipes in their homes. This is since the scheme was established 4 years ago. And according to the new figures, the low uptake is despite Irish Water writing to 38,000 householders advising them to check their pipes in their properties for lead and estimating that 180,000 houses across the country could be affected by the issue, especially those built before 1980. Now, the means test grant scheme to support the replacement of the lead pipes was introduced in 2016. Households with an annual gross income of up to €50,000 can apply for funding covering up to 80% of the costs of the replacement. It's capped at €4,000, and homes with an income between €50,000 and €75,000 can apply for a grant of up to €2,500. Homeowners can also apply for the grant to their local authorities, which will then recoup the money from the Department of Housing. There's more on that grant story if you're interested. Page 4 of the Irish Times today. Also in the Irish Times this morning, the weather. It's the wettest February since records began in 1850. Just last month since records began was the wettest in many parts of the country, some places experiencing once in 100 year levels of rainfall. 2 of the oldest weather stations in the country, the Phoenix Park in Dublin and Malinhead in Donegal, had their wettest Februaries since records started back in 1850. Other weather stations that also broke records, Shannon Airport in Clare, Newport in Mayo and Claremorris in County Mayo also. Just a few of the other interesting stories online and in the papers this morning. Hotel rooms cost more when booked on travel sites. This is on the front of the Times UK this morning. The British competition watchdog has been urged to investigate after research found that hotel rooms are up 12% more expensive when bought through comparison websites than over the phone with the hotel directly. And the consumer group, which said that booking a room was cheaper at 8 out of the 10 hotels it examined when they called directly rather than using online agents. Also in the Times UK this morning, do you have a high definition TV? TV. Well, interesting piece in the Times today by the Antiques Roadshow presenter Fiona Bruce. Botox, I don't need restoring, is the headline. This is, of course, the rise of high definition televisions, making life harder for female broadcasters, according to Fiona Bruce, who refuses to have Botox injections, she said. The host of the Antiques Roadshow in Question Time also said that she hadn't undergone Botox, which is, of course, used to reduce wrinkles, but knew of presenters who had. And women who shunned the cosmetic treatment could look pretty rough in comparison, she said, because modern TV sets presented images in kind of fairly unforgiving detail. And Bruce said, who is one of the BBC's most prominent presenters, said that continuing to work as a newsreader while anchoring Question Time and hosting entertainment shows, in an interview with the Radio Times, she said that she hadn't expected to still be on the TV at her age. She's 55 and was proud to show viewers what a real woman in their mid-50s looked like. Really interesting interview in the Radio Times. Also segments published in the Times UK this morning. Page 3 of the paper. Just finally, Judge Judy. Were you a fan? Well, she's ending her time in the courtroom after 25 years. Page 10 of The Sun this morning. The Judge Judy, of course, one of the toughest judges on television, is going to end her reign. The 77-year-old revealed her CBS show will stop in 2021 after 25 years. Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.